Oh, Mix Fam, you spoil us. You've come to play again. Best story about the worst injury you've ever had.
It's just dangerous getting about. Some of these are not even work injuries. Some of them are just like, I was at home and then I did this small thing and this terrible thing came from it. No, I don't understand. We're so fragile.
Before we get into these calls, I'm looking forward to this because I'm hearing there's some toppers from yesterday since we did this yesterday. Later on in the show. If you do want to hear probably the most downloaded piece of content we've done in the last few hours, wait until you hear the lady who said she got dog semen in her eye, which is on the podcast. On the Listener app, just search Pete and Kimber. But let's go to it. Sam in Shoalwater, tell us about your husband. Best story about the worst injury.
Yeah, he was lowering a car off a jack and crouching down, lowering the jack down. The bumper hit his knee, smashed his ankle to pieces, and he looked down and the sole of his boot was up with his foot still in it.
Sam.
So he then put his boot back where it should be and tried to walk across the yard, but obviously collapsed. And yeah.
Did he say when he felt it? Like, you know, because if you have a major accident like that, obviously your body goes into shock. How long before he was like, oh, goodness, my foot's not attached?
About 3 steps.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is... The visual on that is so strong.
That's where we've started.
If we've started there, we thought normally our producers try to, like, build us up. They start sort of minimal and then they get worse. I'm so scared. Alicia in Averley, what happened to your uncle?
So pretty gross. He used to work at a mine up in WA and he was working with a sulfur gun, and I'm not sure how they work, but when he let go of the trigger, instead of it firing into where it needed to go, it went into his stomach. So it pretty much tore all of his stomach lining and skin apart and had to get a full stomach graft.
That's just like getting shot. Sulfur guns are insane.
Yikes.
Trevor in Maddington. Thai boxer. All we're reading here is Thai boxer. What's this worst injury of yours?
So I had a fight in Melbourne and I kicked this guy that hard in the ring, I smashed his leg in half. And I won the fight because I was the big underdog. So good on you, Queen Australia. So anyway.
God.
Gee whiz.
I know that's what you're meant to do in a ring, but...
Did he say, like, leg in half?
Yeah.
He said leg in half, didn't he?
Yuck.
Catherine in Wellard.
I'm so scared.
Hi, Catherine in Wellard. All right, bring us home here nice and strong. Worst injury, what have you got?
Well, it wasn't really a worst injury. It was more of a comedy injury. I was working at El Cabello Blanco on the stud side of things back in the day, and my job was to guide the stallions into the mare to make sure that they did their job. And there was a busload of tourists watching and filming, and it was only a young stallion, and he pre-ejaculated all over me from head to foot. It was the most disgusting thing as ever happened, and I had to, like, walk around dripping with...
Wow.
Catherine, what...
Catherine, I mean, look, what can we say? You're a great wingman.
How much of it was there?
I don't know, probably about 3 or 4 litres, maybe.
3 or 4 litres. In one go.
In one go,
What did it smell like?
He was very excited. He thought it was great.
Did anything in your mouth or like in your...
Why are you asking so many questions?
In your mouth?
Yeah, everywhere.
Thank you, Catherine. It's been a lovely story. It's been a lovely story.
Man, I'm not done.
I definitely am.
Catherine, hold the line, Catherine. I'll come and chat to you out with the producers. I want this more here. I'm not done. No more.